The Phillies looking for a split of their four-game set with the Giants on another beautiful day in San Francisco. Pick it up in the fifth, game tied at one. Bumgarner at the dish with a man on facing Ben Lively.
And a payoff pitch coming up. Here it is. Swinging a line drive, base hit, left field. Here comes Jones. Here's the throw home. Not in time. Bumgarner comes through, and the Giants take the lead. He's done it again. As he laces a shot in the left field in front of Florimond, and Ryder Jones scores. And the first pitch to Tomlinson is lined to left. Coming in and diving and makes the catch is Florimond to take a hit away from Kelby Tomlinson. What a play. So one pitch, one out.
And here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit, right center field. Coming in to score, the tying run is Hoskins. And that's three straight hits for the Phillies. So that was a fastball to the inside. I don't think he got it maybe as far inside as he wanted it, and maybe not as far up as he wanted it. It was on the inner third of the plate and down below the belt a bit. That's a pretty good hitting there as well by Alfaro. Here's the pitch. Base hit to right field. That ball was smoked right through the hole. Coming in to score, Franco. Here comes Alfaro. The throw in from Hernandez is cut off by Ryder Jones. Five straight hits allowed by Strickland, and the fans are not happy about it. And he's not able to put away anybody. That ball was just clobbered right through the hole between first and second. Now the 1-2 pitch. There's a drive deep into left field. Way, way back there, gone. That was a low curveball, and he dropped the bat head down on it and launched it. A soaring, magnificent home run to left field, the second of the weekend for Reese Hoskins, the pride of Sacramento. And he's waving to family and friends. Here's the right-hander into his stretch. He throws. And strike three called, and the ball game is over. Threw him a changeup, and Span never got off a swing.
The Giants come up short in the series finale against the Phillies. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after.
I thought it was a good day for Madison. You know, at six innings, four hits, run, end up knocking in the go-ahead run. That's a pretty good day. And we had it lined up like we wanted as far as the bullpen. And, you know, made a great throw there in the seventh to keep it at 2-1. And, you know, Strick just had he had an off day making some mistakes there. You know, with the fastball, you know, he gave up some two strike hits there. You know, and that's usually a command that gets you there. You give them credit. They battled, you know, the last three innings there. I think they got eight or nine hits off of us the last three innings and only had four the first six. But, you know, Strick's put away pitches. He was making mistakes there, and that came back to haunt him.
Up next, the Giants begin a series at home against the Brewers on Monday. Chris Stratton on the mound.